Okay. Priya. Now, is Eskon a cult or not? I was one of those who strongly and proudly defended that this is not a cult. I was fighting against the anti-cult movement here in Sweden. But really, I'm right now watching this How to Become a Cult Leader on Netflix. And I mean, and I know many devotees agree with me. And you can clearly see typical symptoms, typical features that appear in groups that make them like cults. What we mean with that. And we have seen and still see pretty much of that having appeared in ISKCON. Now some, they don't want to admit that or see that or, you know, but many of us do, not in order to criticize or all of that you think that you're not allowed to do, and but in order to reform and improve and get things straight and, you know, at least get our own lives together strong and healthy and happy. Because that's what Prabhupada wanted. He wanted his followers, his disciples, his devotees to be happy and strong. But, you know, this kind of cult thing, I realize also by looking at this documentary and many others, it's very much a group psychology effect that can kick in under certain circumstances. There's no blame here on this specific group or like that. It's just a common and well-known psychological phenomena that can set in when there are groups of people gathered. And I mean, Freud wrote a book about this. It's kind of not controversial, I think. It's quite, and you can see it's clearly. So just let's take a little look at this.